At Kianja Junior School on the outskirts of the capital, Kampala, there's excitement in the air. Parents are doing the school drop-off for the first time in almost 2 years, and many can't hide their relief that the world's longest school shutdown due to COVID-19 has ended.
Imagine for 2 years having them. In the first months, we were trying to struggle with teaching them. Of course, it's difficult for a parent to be tutoring their own child. Then you go to work, and then when you leave them assignments, they don't get to do anything at all.
Schools in Uganda closed in March 2020, shortly after the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed on the African continent. Some classes reopened in February last year, but shut down again 4 months later as the country faced a surge in infections. During that time, some pupils started working, others became pregnant. There are concerns as many as a third of students will never return, but that's not the only worry.
Omicron has just hit, and the president says if that intensive care unit cases reach 50%, we shall be going back into lockdown. So there is a lot of fear, and the children don't know what is coming next. So most of them are distracted and afraid.
President Yoweri Museveni credits Uganda's high vaccination rate for the reopening, but has also said some lockdown measures could be reinstated if cases rise steadily. Head teachers say the last 2 years have had a devastating effect on children and warn that closing schools again would be a mistake.
I hope that this time there is no closure again. Let us manage these situations as they come, from schools, nearest health centres, and then life continues like that.
Children in Uganda are once again experiencing one of the most important parts of their lives, education, but for how much longer remains to be seen. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.